Ellinger back to pass again. Has time. Throws down the middle and incomplete. Overshot Humphrey, who was open for a second down right side outside the numbers. As Hassan defense was there in coverage, Humphrey was open for a moment. Ellinger maybe a little late in recognizing it.
Yeah, it was a post pattern. He's running to the corner, is Humphrey. Hassan gets there. He does not turn his head around. However, the contact from Hassan did not occur until the ball got to Humphrey. So good job recovery by Hassan defense to force another down. Second and 10 now.
Pair wideouts to the right. Ingram offset to the right of Ellinger. Looking left, looking back right, throws same spot to Humphrey outside the numbers. And that time a flag's in on the play.
How about the back judge over there? No call, but the side judge came over and threw the flag. They're going to discuss it right here.
It's on defense. I believe the guilty party as they went right back at him after the play of a moment ago. Went down the field, same spot, right side, outside the numbers to Humphrey.
There was contact,
part of the pass,
certainly,
holding
on this call.
Defense,
it's going to be a hold.
10-yard penalty and an automatic first down.
Not a pass interference, but the automatic first down is going to carry it. It's just a quick hold by Hassan.
So a second and 10. Now via the penalty is a first down for the Longhorns as they'll move the chains now to the Jayhawk 26-yard line.
Seven penalties against the Jayhawks for almost 90 yards, zero penalties against Texas.
Ingram in the backfield, offset to the right of Ellinger. He gets the fake and now throw over the middle. Back to tight end. Tackled inside the 10 to the 7. Tornadin was there preventing the touchdown, but the tight end back gets free over the middle. Tornadin there a little bit late to help, and it's a first down and goal now for Texas.
Off the play action fake, Beck lined up as a tight end. And he just ran down the seam. They missed it earlier. You knew they were going to come back to it. Tornadin had it in coverage, but they're a little bit late. So now Texas trying to put that third touchdown on KU.
19 yards in the pickup. The give now in first down to Ingram. Goes right side and across the five down to the four-yard line. Joe Dineen on the stop.
Oh, missed opportunities for KU. Dineen had the ball thrown right at him in the first half, which could have been a pick six or a big play, setting up short field for the offense. And then a Lipscomb strip sack was recovered by Texas.
So a second and goal from the four. 1:20 now and ticking here in the third quarter. Texas leading Kansas 14-0. Longhorns inside the Jayhawk five. Fakes the give. We'll throw out right side. Intending for Beck. Well covered that time by Tornadin. Beck fell down on the play. They also got a lick in on Ellinger. Did Mike Lee coming off the edge and kind of sped up that play.
Safety blitz off the edge. Mike Lee gets there. Ellinger forces him to throw the ball without much thought of where it was going. It's kind of a risky throw by Ellinger, but it sets up a third down and certainly forced Tom Herman to make a decision on fourth down. I think he would kick a field goal, just because he's got to have confidence in what his defense is doing. But first, Kansas has to stop Texas one more time inside the five.
Texas number 47 must go off the field because of blood.
So Beck, the tight end, has to leave the field.
There's no blood in football.
He had a pretty good stream running down his right arm, it appeared.
Anymore. My goodness. That used to be synonymous with football.
So third down. Ingram to the left of Ellinger this time. Trips to the right. Colin Johnson off to the left. Play clock at 10. Ellinger will keep it himself. Up the middle towards the goal line. Still on his feet and in. Second effort for Sam Ellinger. Looked like the Jayhawks were going to have him stopped at about the one. He kept the feet moving into the end zone for the Longhorn touchdown.
Yeah, Joe Dineen came in and had him around his legs, but I've compared him to Tim Tebow. I think that's a very fair comparison, as he's just long and strong and chooses his running routes very carefully. And Sam Ellinger just wills this last touchdown for Texas on what I think is the first called quarterback draw of the day. So Tom Herman, when he really needs it, allowed Ellinger to take some contact running that quarterback draw, and it spells touchdown for Texas.
Cameron Dicker extra point is good, and Texas leads Kansas 21-0. For Ellinger, his 11th rushing touchdown of the season. He is one shy of Vince Young's school record for TD runs by a quarterback. And you mentioned not the fastest quarterback by any means, but, man, he runs hard. And that size, 6'3", 235, he's going to make you bring two and three tacklers to get him down. The second effort is good for the three-yard touchdown run for Ellinger, 10-play, 60-yard drive. And a 21-0 lead.
Texas still 12 points shy of what they just averaged in Big 12 play. I mean, the difference in this game is the Kansas offense, which has shown a big turnaround since David Beatty has taken over the coordinator responsibility, has taken a big step back here. Credit a lot of that to Texas defensively. But Kansas is just going to have to find a way to score points.
Dicker will kick off. Back deep for the Jayhawks, Puka Williams. He'll let it bounce into the end zone for the touchback. 1:02 to go here in the third quarter. It was a 7-0 Texas lead at halftime. They have tacked on a couple of touchdowns here in the second half. Jayhawks have been undone quite a bit by penalties today. Have not been their friend and really have been a problem, David, on the offensive side of things for Kansas, just trying to generate any type of momentum offensively. They've been derailed quite a bit by penalties.
A couple big ones against the offense, which took away some opportunities. One in the kicking game, it was really key. Some no calls that maybe we thought would have been on Texas.
Herbert the give on first down, across the 30, and no further. Pick up a 5 on first down for the Jayhawks. Stearns up from the safety spot to make the stop. Bring up a 2nd and 5.
Bender just 8 of 18 for 55 yards. Of course, last time that these two teams met at David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium, it was Carter Stanley at quarterback that helped key that big victory in overtime, 24-21.
Puka Williams in the backfield, Humphrey as well. Flanked to either side of Peyton Bender. Two wideouts to the right, one to the left. Fakes the give on second down. Looks down the field. Has a man, overshoots. Stephon Robinson. He had a step about the 40-yard line, but couldn't find him on the near side hash.
Yeah, Stephon was crossing the field a little bit more, and the ball was thrown vertically beyond Stephon. So the angle and where the ball was thrown did not mesh together. But as you said, there was a step right there. So David Beatty taking a couple of shots down the field, and both times receivers had an opportunity, but Bender just couldn't get it there.
Puka out of the backfield. They'll find him the flat near side across the 30. 35, runs into a man, trucks through him to the 40, still on his feet, will not go down before he's pushed out of bounds by the Longhorns. First down, though, for Kansas.
And Caden Stern just got plowed over by Puka Williams, who catches the ball out of the backfield, runs over this true freshman playing safety, but he goes 205 pounds. Puka's not that big, but Puka, as we know, runs like a tank and gets Kansas that first down running over the safety.
Jayhawks on the move at the 43-yard line as we're at the end of the third quarter. Kansas on the drive when we come back. 15 minutes to go on the clock. Texas leading Kansas 21-0. Kansas with the football when we come back on the Equity Bank Jayhawk IMG Sports Network. Alex's report brought to you by Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Now the most exciting tech you own is in your driveway. We head to the fourth quarter. Kansas trailing number 15, Texas, 21-0. Two touchdowns in the third quarter, as Alex mentioned, for the Longhorns. Jayhawks
have the win now.
They do have the win now. I thought Bender had some struggles today against the wind. Had some opportunities for some downfield throws, but that wind's been gusting.
Well, he's not been able to connect and had a couple opportunities in the third quarter with some receivers down the field. Just a little off both.
Bender will try one this time down the left side, incomplete for Sims as he was running down the numbers left side. Back in coverage for Texas on the play was Devontae Davis.
Yeah, Davis just had Sims bodied up and used his physical size, 6'2", 205 pounds, to kind of smother Sims as David Beatty tried another vertical route to open up the quarter in which Kansas has the win at their back. Kansas will have to score touchdowns, maybe every possession they have in the fourth quarter. And so I wouldn't look for any punts this fourth quarter.
for KU.
Williams in the backfield with Peyton Bender has Humphrey in at a fullback spot. The give to Williams. Patient gets out now left. Has some room. Down the hash. Breaks a tackle. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Puka Williams.
Puka Magic strikes at the beginning of the fourth quarter as he goes into the line of scrimmage over right guard, bounces back, takes it off the left side, just outruns a Texas secondary for his first big carry of the day and a much-needed touchdown for these Jayhawks.
Jayhawks on the board on a 57-yard touchdown run from Puka Williams.
Wow, and he just, again, changes direction, goes into the line of scrimmage, bounces back. I think Texas lost sight of him for a while as he just reappeared outside as Kerr Johnson had a big block outside for KU, and then Puka just takes off. Let's go to Jimmy after this kick.
Gabriel Rui on for the extra point. Snap is down. Kick is up and good. And the Jayhawks with the touchdown make it 21-7. Texas down to Jimmy.
And therein lies the, the fear factor that other teams have of Puka. They do such a good job containing him. And then he breaks one free just like that. And KU might be back in this ballgame.
Jayhawks get a touchdown, a much-needed one to get on the board. 14:44 to go here in the fourth quarter. Kansas trailing Texas 21-7. We'll be back with more on the Jayhawk IMG Sports Network.